a garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. You've got to trust some things you believe. And I had been programmed that it's normal and natural to be sick and broke and miserable. Everyone goes through it. This is life. Have you? Well, that's life, brother. Get over it. You win some, you lose some. I was good with that one, but the Bible says He causes you to triumph every time. You can't show me the scripture where He says you'll win some and you'll lose some. There is not a scripture that says you'll win some and you'll lose some. But there is a scripture, and more than one, that says you will always, He always causes you to triumph. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I mean, coming out of the Bible, there's thousands of promises, thousands of them. But we go through life, and well, I'm just having one of those days. What is that day? I got out of bed the wrong side. Well, your bed's against the wall. You get out that side every day. What are you talking about? I was born on the wrong side of the tracks. Which is the right side of the tracks? Come on. And we come up with all this nonsense because it's programmed inside of us. Now when I pray, because I'm programmed to disbelieve everything, I don't believe the Word of God, and I don't expect my prayer to be answered. And then I'll try to find excuses as to why it's not being answered. And I'll justify why my prayer is not being answered. And I'll tell you why. And I'll say, brother, we can stand together and pray for this. And if we stand in faith, you'll get it. I know. You know everything, but you're not doing it. Amen. Come on. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. And so that prayer can come to pass like Jesus' prayer 2,000 years later when He prayed for us. Remember? Your prayer, my prayer for my children will come to pass. It's going to come to pass. They will meet the right people at the right time that God has chosen for them. Amen. I've prayed it, and now I expect it. If I didn't expect it, that God would do this for me, His child, what kind of a God would He be? Amen. And if He lied, because I can't believe the prayer now, then He can't be God if He can lie. Because the Bible says He's not a man that He should lie. He cannot lie. Can you say amen? Okay. And number six, the devil has no defense against this anti-ballistic missile that you shoot off in prayer. He has no defense against it. There is no anti-prayer missile. Amen. You know, like they got the dome in Israel and these terrorists are shooting rockets over and then the dome shoots back and blows these things up before they land. Devil hasn't got one of them. He can't stop your prayer. The only thing He can do to stop your prayer is by make you disbelieve. Amen. He'll come to you and say, well, Aunt Susie prayed that prayer and she still went on to be with the Lord. He'll even say with the Lord. She went to heaven. So you can believe that, but you can't believe your prayer. He'll come with those lies. Well, you haven't had that kind of a life and you've been this way and you've done this and you've done. And he'll come with that trash. That's the anti-ballistic missile striking back at yours. But you just got to keep your faith, and you just got to keep your belief, and you got to keep your focus, and you just got to say, no, 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 devil. My prayer is getting through, and my prayer has got through, and my prayer has already been answered, and so you've lost. Can you do that? Can you actually do that? Well, Pastor, you told us if we tithe, we'll see a hundredfold return, and I tithed for the first time last week, and I didn't see it. It can happen, like it did with Isaac. And so the devil can't shoot it down. That kind of prayer, that when you pray in faith and belief, it's unstoppable. Amen. Unstoppable. Amen. It is unstoppable. Say unstoppable. Wow. Say the devil cannot stop my prayer. And say God will answer my prayer. And he will deliver me. And listen, I'm not living what I don't do. I'm not teaching what I don't live. Amen. I live what I'm teaching. Amen. We take on some pretty big projects, and we just get into the prayer closet. Amen. Hey, Lord, the battle is yours. Thank God. Amen. Thank God it's his battle. Right. And we've got to just trust and trust and trust. Amen. Amen. And our world desperately, desperately needs born-again believers who are armed and dangerous. Armed with prayer and dangerous prayer warriors. Because there is a war. We're in a war against the evil forces. And if you don't believe that there's a war taking place, just look around you. Go out in the world and look around you. I'm telling you, it's nuts out there. Every nation is in upheaval in the world today. There are riots and demonstrations around the world today. There are some of the craziest things happening in the world that we never thought we'd see happening today. Unless you know the Bible. It says, end times is going to happen. Amen. Amen. And so, it's crazy out there. There is a war, and it's a war for the souls of man. The devil is trying to get souls of man. He doesn't want Jesus to have us. He doesn't want people to be saved. He's trying to stop that. And he's getting, and look at some of the things they believe and they stand for. Yeah. They stand for it. And do you know, you can stand for a lie and go to hell with that lie. Yeah. You can say no, and you can fight to the death for a lie, over a lie. God is always good. And that means that God is always out to bless my life. He's not out to hurt my life. He's out to bless me. And then, you know, a lot of times we'll get to the point where, well, God chastises those that he loves. And I hate it when people say that with an attitude. In other words, I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm going to say it with attitude anyway. Well, you know, God will take my wife away from you. God will give me cancer. God will do. And they've got that attitude, you know, and they nod and they shake, you know, like one of those little dolls on the car. You see those little things. And they come with an attitude because they can't reconcile the fact that they have messed up somewhere and they've got themselves in trouble and God's the one trying to get them out of it. God doesn't put sickness on you. That's not his will. Well, how do you know? Well, the Bible tells me. Tons of scriptures. Jesus himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Why would he do that? So I don't have to. Well, how do I know that's true? Well, he took my sin, so I don't have to be punished for them. You better believe that one. You better believe that one. And so we get to that place where, well, he chastised. Listen, God does chastise those that he loves. How does he do it? With the Word and with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And your own heart convicts itself. When you do something, you're like, oh, God, oh. Yeah. That's the kind of chastisement. You're going to do something wrong. The voice of the Holy Spirit is talking. Amen. He's talking to you. Don't do it. Just don't do it. And he talks through the Word and through the Spirit. What does the Word say? Love everybody. Pray for those who abuse you. Doesn't he say that? Right? Well, then I'll tell you what, that was one real bit of chastisement for me to pray for those that abused me. I wanted to kill them. Come on, let's just be honest. You wanted to get them back. And we used to have a saying in South Africa, I'm sure you got it in America, revenge is sweet. Do you have that saying? Yeah? Revenge is sweet. God says, revenge is mine, saith the Lord. Amen. Is that not true? Yes, chastisement coming to me. By God, when I want to get even with someone who did this to me, he's saying, no, you've got to love them. But he's telling me that in the word, I'm seeing it here. I'm saying, well, it can't be real. That word, God didn't mean that. And the Holy Spirit says, he means everything. I mean everything. I'm the author. I know what I wrote. And then I'll say, yeah, but you didn't write it. Men and women wrote it. Have you heard them?
Yeah.
This is men and women. You better believe that the word of God is infallible and is inerrant.
Amen.
Men and women, 60 of them wrote it, 66 of them, 40 books. But let me tell you what, or is it the other way around, sorry. 66 books, 40 writers, but one author. One author. 1 Corinthians 3:16. All scriptures given by inspiration of God. All scripture. How many does that leave out? God's the author of the Bible. So when he says, my last will and testament is for you to, by divine health, he wants me to walk in, above everything else, I wish you'd walk in health, even as your soul prospers, remember? But he says in 1 Peter 2:24, his own self bore my sin in his own body when he hung on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. That's his will. So if sickness comes to me, that's not his will. So you don't know the word of God when you say, well, God chastises with sickness. You don't know God and you don't know the word of God. Come on. I don't know why I'm saying this, but someone needs to hear it. Because that's not part of the deal this night.
Amen.
Amen. But we let the Holy Spirit be the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because if God, this, you know what? This could be a chastisement for someone right now.
Amen.
Is that sickness? No. It's correction. And don't forget, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for what? For correction and instruction in righteousness and sound doctrine. So I'm bringing some kind of correction to some wrong theology, maybe. Now, that's God chastising. That's the kind of chastisement God does. He doesn't put sickness on your children. Would you put sickness on your children? Any of you?
No,
you wouldn't. And yet we're being evil compared to God, he says. Remember when he says, how many of you would give a scorpion to your daughter or son if they asked for an egg? Or a snake if they asked for a whatever it is, right? He says, and you being evil would never do that. By comparison, you being evil to me, how much more would your Father, Heavenly Father, not do anything like that to you? God will not put sickness on you or your children.
No.
He will not make you go bankrupt. He'll watch you get into bankruptcy because you're avoiding what the Word of God says and you're just denying that and you're doing your own thing.
True. Amen. True.
But when he watches you go into it, he's trying to stop you going into it. And then when you're in the middle of it, he says, yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear because your rod and your staff comfort me. He's the one trying to get you out of it now. You see, God's had such a bum rap. I hate to say it that way. But he's got a bad rap from so many people who don't know the word. And they lean onto their own understanding. And he gets a bad rap. It's the will of God, an act of God that your house blew over, so we're not going to pay you. It's not an act of God, it's an act of greed on your behalf. You don't want to pay, so you're going to call it an act of God. Come on. So God came and knocked down those twin towers. I heard ministers saying, that's God getting our attention, killing over 3,000 people.
No.
Come on. God is good. And he can only be good. He cannot be good and bad. Because if he is good and bad, he said out of his own mouth, Jesus' own words, he said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. He said, even this. He said, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And he said, even if Satan were divided against himself, he could not stand. So if God's good and he's bad, he cannot stand.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest